want to thank the committee members and the chairman for allowing me to speak with you on a very exciting and important project for New Hampshire. And my name is Gary Long. I'm the president of Public Service Company. I've been with the company for 35 years, so I've seen and worked on many energy issues throughout those 35 years. You know, if you talk with anybody individually and ask them if you think there should be more renewable energy in our country, in our region, the answer is always yes. So I ask, why don't we have more renewable energy since everybody seems to want it? The reasons are rather obvious as to why we want more renewable energy, and it all really relates to fuel source. Renewable energy is from renewable energy sources, wind, sun, hydro, and biomass. And particularly wind, hydro, and the sun, very, very low cost. So as a business person, you really favor things that once established will give you very low operating costs for a long, long time. And for a public necessity like electricity, it also makes good business and good economic sense to have an increased amount of your power from renewable energy resources. It just provides for the long-term well-being, of course, from my perspective of New Hampshire, which is what my focus is on, providing for the long-term well-being of New Hampshire. So being in the energy business, everything we do is a long-term focus. It takes a long time to plan, engineer, construct, and get approvals for energy projects, and this one is no different. So what are some of the obstacles as to why we don't have more renewable energy, given that everybody will tell you individually that they want more renewable energy? And one of the reasons is it takes money. It takes someone willing to make an investment in capital, in a wind turbine, in a hydroelectric facility, in a solar panel, in a biomass facility. And that's a very difficult thing for people to do, and it's why the federal government and the state and the region has provided subsidies to encourage people to make investments in renewable energy. And those subsidies exist out there today. Another obstacle to having more renewable, particularly wind and hydro, is because you need to move that power from that location of the natural resource to where people and businesses are. You need transmission. And I know this legislature is fully aware of that because we're going on the fourth year of a transmission commission in the North Country looking at ways to enhance the transmission in the North Country to allow more renewables. So there's some pretty substantial hurdles to having more renewable in our world and in our country and our region. The Northern Pass Project has found solutions to these most significant hurdles. And I think we're very fortunate to have neighbors to the north that have vast resources, vast waterways that they can use to create renewable energy. And while New Hampshire has a moderate goal of hitting 25% renewables by the year 2025, our neighbors to the north in the Quebec province have already achieved 98% renewable. And it's really because that's the natural resources that they have and the natural resources that we do not have. And the other good thing about it is that our neighbors want to do business with their neighbors. They want to do business with New Hampshire and New England. And so this project that we've called the Northern Pass Project, it's very unique. I haven't seen any like it. It has very unique benefits, and it overcomes these hurdles that I mentioned. One is that Quebec has already invested in generation facilities, and they plan to invest quite a bit more in new renewable generation facilities. So there is a means to get over that hurdle because you have a region that is willing to make the investments in the generation of electricity. And the second thing is they're also willing to build transmission lines to move that power around, and they're willing to pay for a transmission line to move that power from the border into New Hampshire for distribution to New Hampshire and the rest of New England. And the very unique thing about that is that consumers do not have to pay anything for that line. Now, for those of you who may be new to the electric business, in New England, anytime a major transmission line is built, all the consumers in New England pay for that line. And that's been one of the obstacles of building more is that when you have renewable projects, if it's not needed for reliability, it won't be paid for by the rest of New England. So it's been a hurdle to getting renewable projects. But Hydro-Québec is willing to pay for the cost of that line, and you and I do not have to pay a cent. So we don't have to pay for the power plants, and we don't have to pay for the transmission line, which are two of the big hurdles to getting new renewable built. The federal government, when they were approached with this model, endorsed it, and endorsed it as a good national model, very beneficial, advances national goals and regional goals. It's called a participant pays model, where the citizens of New Hampshire and New England do not have to pay. And it provides a substantial amount of benefits to New England, and I'll talk about that, and to New Hampshire particularly. So it's a very unique project. It's endorsed by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission as a very good model, and it provides economic benefits. So what are those economic benefits? I mean, aside from the hurdles, the transmission not costing and the power plants not costing us a direct investment, what are the benefits that come? I would also say, you might ask, why would Hydro-Québec do this? I mean, why would they be willing to pay for all this? And the reason is because they have the resources, and they want to use it for business purposes. They want to actually create some income for their own citizens. So it's a sort of a win-win in that regard. But why would they pay for a transmission line in New Hampshire? And the reason is because they would get the rights to use that line to bring their power into the market in New England. So they get something for it. They get use of the line. And we get something for it. We don't have to pay. But what else do we get for it? For New Hampshire, we get jobs, construction jobs, 1,200 jobs for over a period of about 3 years. So there's substantial employment opportunities and all the things that go with that. The estimate is it'll produce about $25 million a year in new property taxes in New Hampshire. And most of you might know this, but Public Service Company is the largest taxpayer in the state of New Hampshire. We are the largest taxpayer in the state of New Hampshire. This project alone will have significant increased revenues for many towns. A couple of examples, and we have that in the handout. The city of Franklin will see a 60% increase in their tax base. The town of Stratford will see a 53% increase in their tax base. The town of Columbia will see a 48%, and Northumberland will see a 28%. And you can look at the table to see. This is not an inconsequential effect. This is a very substantial effect. And I know in talking with the officials of the city of Franklin, as an example, who will be where the location of the converter station is, it really will cause a renewal of that city that they've been hoping for years since the mills went out of service. And this is an opportunity for them. I think it's an opportunity for many towns and cities to enhance their revenue base and their town or their city in ways that they just wouldn't have had otherwise. It also, when you introduce 1,200 megawatts of power into New Hampshire and New England, the folks from Hydro-Québec are willing to compete with other sources of power in New England. You might not know that about 42% of the power in New England is generated from natural gas, and so natural gas sets the wholesale prices in New England. So Hydro-Québec is willing to compete with that, and compete with fossil fuels without a subsidy, without any additional public support for the power. They're willing to take market prices for their power. And when you introduce 1,200 megawatts, which is roughly about the size, what is the size of Seabrook? Seabrook is a 1,200 megawatt, and Seabrook is the largest power plant in New Hampshire. It's one of the largest in New England. It's 1,200 megawatts of renewable power, and what that does is it creates competition in the wholesale markets, which in turn reduces costs to all consumers in New England. And there's an estimate of $200 million savings in New England alone from this. So without doing anything, we get energy price reductions through the operation of more competition in the marketplace. In addition, Public Service Company is negotiating with Hydro-Québec to do even better than that, to negotiate a power purchase agreement with Hydro-Québec that will fit in with PSNH's own portfolio and supplement it, And it's a four, it'd be a 40-year arrangement to get 40 years worth of good renewable energy for New Hampshire and for our customers. So there's the economic benefits are rather large, and they're sustainable. And the construction jobs are very large in a time when construction jobs are needed, you know, very, very much. Everything in New England that you enjoy in your lifestyle, whether it be a road or electricity or transmission lines that exist today, I just remind folks that they all at one point were on a new right-of-way. So it's not unusual at all in the United States or the region that you build lines and new rights-of-way. What we're trying to do is minimize new rights-of-way and use existing rights-of-way, you know, for the reason that some of the people in this room today will say that they don't like to look at transmission towers, and we understand that concern. And so our interest is in working with folks to try to minimize the impact. If visual impact is their concern, then let's see ways that we can minimize that visual impact. There are different designs you can use for a transmission line, depending on what the public interests are. And there are processes that are well-defined. There's a couple very major ones that are very important, I think, to everybody in this room. One is a process by the Department of Energy, which is ongoing now, and before too long, they'll have public sessions. But the role of the Department of Energy is to look at the route of the line, to look at alternative routes of the line, to look at the environmental impact of the line. And their process is very much geared towards receiving public input and to receive comments. It's also very much geared towards data and analysis to try to understand the true impact of the line and what the alternatives are. So that's a process that I would encourage everyone here, whether you oppose or whether you don't oppose, because either way, I think it would be to your advantage to get involved and to give your comments. And if you like one alternative versus another, you should probably let that be known. If you like one design of a transmission tower versus another, you should let that be known, because there are options available out there. So that's one very important process. And another process that will follow later on will be the state's process by the Site Evaluation Committee, which any energy project, whether it be a wind turbine project or biomass project or transmission line, goes before the state's Site Evaluation Committee. And that also is very much geared towards public input. So there'll be lots of opportunity for people to give input on that, to try to collaborate and work together and find a solution that works for us all to get these economic benefits and to get this low fuel cost power and this green power into New Hampshire. So I guess that would be my final message to you. I'd be happy to answer questions, but as we can tell by the people here, and I will tell you, all the folks that are in here, I've been here before. I've been in a room like this with this many people on a different issue, and we always were able to work them out. It could be electric restructuring. It could be converting a coal plant to burn wood, which we did in Portsmouth, where initially people thought it was a bad idea, but then as you get to understand it and as you get to see what the benefits are to the state, it eventually becomes a very good thing. So I'm hoping a lot of you who oppose today will take the time to participate, to collaborate, to let your voices be known, to take in information before you jump to a conclusion. And that's what the processes are designed. And they're going to take a long time. But public processes just take a long time. Like I say, we're in the long-term business, and we're looking for long-term benefits for the state of New Hampshire.